Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
One of the most extraordinary things to happen in the Bible can be found in John chapter 13, verses 3-8. And before I read this passage of scripture, I want you to understand that when Jesus was here on this earth, he was fully God the Son and he was fully human. He was born of a virgin and lived on this earth but knew no sin. Equally, Hebrews 4 verse 15 says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize and understand our weaknesses and temptations, but one who has been tempted, knowing exactly how it feels to be human, in every respect as we are, yet without committing any sin." Our Lord knew pain. He knew hunger. He knew tiredness, just like every other human. But despite that, he was still powerful enough to walk on water. Jesus, while on this earth, fully man and fully God, he was still powerful enough to speak to the wind and it obeyed. He was too powerful for the grave to hold him. And so, it's with this understanding that I find John chapter 13, verse 3-8 to be extraordinary, because the Bible says, "Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, 'Lord, are you going to wash my feet?' Jesus replied, 'You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand.' 'No,' said Peter, 'you shall never wash my feet.' Jesus answered, 'Unless I wash you, you have no part with me.'" Now, the reason that I find this passage of scripture so powerful and challenging at the same time is because Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is serving his disciples and washing their feet. This is an act of incredible humility. And it makes me think, if Jesus was humble enough to serve and wash the feet of his disciples, what about me? What can I say that I'm doing for the Lord? What can I say I'm doing to serve God? Now, my brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you to have a servant's heart, a heart that seeks to serve the Lord. Too many of us are focused on what God can do for us. We're focused on what God can bless us with. However, how many of us seek to be servants in God's kingdom? How many of us seek to give their time, their energy, and resources to serve the body of Christ? I believe that a Christian who bears fruit in God's kingdom is one who serves. And so I encourage you to stop living a life that is stagnant and lifeless. Serve God. Stop living a life that is only concerned with self. Serve God. Stop living a selfish life where you simply want this and want that, and prayer request after prayer request is you asking for more things. This is not the way to live. Live for Jesus Christ. And you do this by taking up your cross and crucifying the flesh. Meaning, you stop asking, God, what can you do for me? But you begin to ask, God, how can I serve you? You begin to ask the Lord to use you for His glory.
Have you ever seen a professional pianist play? Have you ever heard how they can command the keys of that instrument? Have you seen how effortlessly it can look as they glide up and down that piano?
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull, Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern. Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
When we see a pianist perform, we see them perform as the finished work. But behind them, there are years and years of practice. Behind them are years and years of doing the same things over and over again. Day in and day out, they have developed strong habits. Habits that eventually help them achieve remarkable things. You see, your daily habits, what you do day in and day out, it shapes a whole lot more than you may think. Let's take the concept of reaping and sowing. Galatians 6, verse 8 says, "For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life." So think of it this way. If your habit, day in and day out, is to indulge in the flesh, if it's to invest in the flesh, then the Bible says you will reap corruption, because all things relating to flesh are temporary. They are going to pass away. However, when you sow into the Spirit, this means that day in and day out, you're working on what pleases God. You're working on being self-controlled. You're working on loving your neighbor. You're praying, you're meditating on the Bible. And saints, I believe we need to develop strong godly habits. The Bible in Galatians 6, verse 9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Don't get tired of doing good, on a daily basis, that is. People of God, we need to develop strong routines that are firmly centered around Jesus Christ. And one of the main habits that we need to develop is daily communion with the Holy Spirit. The Amplified translation for Ephesians 5, verse 18 says, "Do not get drunk with wine, for that is wickedness, corruption, stupidity. But be filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly guided by Him." When we're filled with the Holy Spirit, then that means we're always led by the Spirit. It means we're constantly being guided by the Spirit. It's a state of dependency. You're no longer dependent on yourself or on your resources or your circle of influence, but you're dependent on the Holy Ghost day in and day out. That's why it's so important to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You find that when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you're more sensitive to the voice of God. Your heart becomes more responsive to the things of God, to the instructions of God. With the Holy Spirit, you can read, enjoy, and understand the Word of God in a way that's different than if you tried it on your own. So strive to make it a habit that each day you spend time with the Holy Spirit. Spend that time developing and building a relationship with the Lord through the help, the guidance, and the leadership of the Holy Ghost.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.